You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, and ballot drop boxes are available to more voters and growing in popularity. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to decide when and where to vote. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what, and their tool, How to Vote, does just that. So decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote. The word no is very powerful, and saying no can be refreshing. So let's talk about it. One of the chief reasons people lose their enthusiasm is overwhelm. Overwhelm can be caused by a single source, or it can be a combination of a lot of sources. Whichever the case, overwhelm can zap your energy and leave you feeling tired, stressed, and anxious if uncorrected. Reducing overwhelm is a best practice to keep life balanced and your energy level higher. But how do you do it? That's the big question. See, no two lives are the same, and the amount and type of overwhelm will look different for everyone. And there are a lot of general ways to reduce overwhelm, and some of them include reducing your commitments, streamlining, organization, and saying no. Learning to say no can feel foreign, but it can also be a refreshing and ideal way to reduce overwhelm. Thinking about saying no might feel selfish or even impossible, but there are clever ways to say no that won't alienate others. So there's a way where you can say no without saying no. One of the easiest ways to postpone a yes is to deflect the answer. If someone asks you for a commitment, consider asking time to consider the ask. You can easily share that you need to discuss this idea with family or that you need to review your calendar before making a commitment. You can respectfully decline at a later date. Or you can create a standard no. Another clever way to politely say no is to rehearse and recycle your no. That means creating a standard reason why you can't or won't say yes and using it consistently. An example could be, I'm sorry, but I have an ongoing commitment on X days or X times, but thank you for the offer. And what about just saying no without an excuse? Some people feel guilty for refusing an ask. And it's important to remember that some people won't understand the level of overwhelm that you may be under. You don't need to offer an excuse when no simply means no. And you're going to have to learn to allow others to feel wounded when you say no, knowing that there's a good reason why you must decline. Saying no is an act of self-care. It's especially important when you feel overwhelmed, but it can also prevent overwhelm altogether. Saying no frees up your schedule, your energy, and your enthusiasm for things that you really want to do.
Remember, saying no can be a refreshing way to energize yourself and loosen up the grip on your time and your attention. Stay safe and be well.